And welcome back to the Sports Betting Rundown for our fifth episode. Jay and C here. Today, we're going to give our Thursday night picks. It's our third Thursday night game and the third Thursday night game of the NFL season. Not that exciting of a matchup between the Jags and the Dolphins, but we're all going to bet on it. We're all going to watch the games. NFL football is back for week three, and we're ready. So let's dive into it.
What's up, guys? It's Jay again. And before I give my first pick for this game, I want to add that on this podcast, if you combine mine and C's picks, every episode we're even or plus money. So if you're just listening and not placing money, you should, because you're going to win some. So to get into my first pick for this game is over 5 touchdowns. I think this is very obtainable. I think for sure they'll get 5 touchdowns, which is only 35 points. The over-under, I think, is sitting in the high 40s right now. So they might be a good bet. I think they might get 6 or 7. Both offenses, you know, Jags coming off a 30-35 week. And both the Jaguars games, their defense has not been great. So even though Miami's offense hasn't really been clicking yet, they should put up points. And the Jaguars for sure should put up points. So I think over 5 touchdowns is a lock. I would put 2 units on that pick. Before C picks, I am proud to present our new sponsor, VigIt. VigIt is a social media app for sports bettors. Using our code RNG20, you can get 1,000 free coins right now by downloading the app and signing up. These coins that can be used on the app can be turned into real money by betting it on games. There's no risk, but you could get up to $100 on Amazon gift cards. It's a really cool app, and I really hope you check it out. And now back to the picks.
Before I give my Thursday night pick of the week, I just want to say you should definitely be tuning in on Saturdays and Sunday mornings to listen to our NFL picks. We cover all the games. We give a lot of great bets, and it's a great listen. We're making a lot of money here. Now for my Thursday night pick, and I think that this will be a close game. Both were not supposed to do well this season. The Jags, some are saying maybe an 0-16 team, have come out playing pretty well. They were in a big duel last week with the Tennessee Titans. And the Dolphins, on the other hand, have been competitive. And against the Patriots, they played them close. I think the Patriots are a great team this year, but the Dolphins had a close game against them. And the Bills, who a lot of people are saying are the favorites in that division, it was also a really close game. So I think the Dolphins here, plus 3, is a good bet. The Jaguars should not be favored here. The Dolphins are the better team. The Jags, although having a good offensive performance last week, I think will start to slow things down and really start to show that they're not the team that they've come out to look as. And because of that, I'm also going to go with Gardner Minshew under 262.5 yards. Last week, you know, he had a great week against the Titans, but this week I don't expect him to play nearly as well. The Dolphins' defense has been shaky at times, but I think their corners are good enough with Howard and Byron Jones to lock up Laviska Shenault Jr. and DJ Chark. So give me Minshew under 262.5 yards.
I have 2 more picks as well. My first pick is Gardner Minshew getting a rushing touchdown and the Jaguars winning a game plus 1,200. I think this is a really good line for this because the Jaguars, they're slightly favored in the game. And with this odds boost, you get, nearly 10 times, I think, the value of the original bet. I think Gardner Minshew, the past 2 games, he averages 19 yards on the ground, and it's really plausible for him to get a quick rushing touchdown, QB sneak at the end zone. So I think I wouldn't take it straight up, Gardner Minshew touchdown, but I think the combination of the two, the plus 1,200, is a good bet. And going off of that, I also think Keenan Cole over 47 yards is a good bet as well. Keenan Cole has been sneaky good these past few games. getting more yards and receptions than DJ Chark himself, who everyone assumed to be their wide receiver one in Jacksonville. I think Keenan Cole's really sneaky, and I think a lot of people are underrating him here. And this game, you know, as I said before, with the over touchdowns, I think it's going to be a shootout as well. So Keenan Cole over 47 yards.
Now for my last pick for Thursday Night Football, I'm going to go with Myles Gaskin over 47.5 rushing yards. If you watched last week in the Dolphins game, you know it was a high scoring battle between the Bills and Dolphins, but Gaskin only got 7 carries for 46 yards. That's averaging 6.6 yards per carry. And I think he'll definitely be featured a lot more in this game. I expect it to be a game where the Dolphins try to run the clock a little more instead of throwing it so much like they did last weekend. Because, you know, how that ended, they lost the game to the Bills. And I don't think the Jacksonville D-line is talented at all. Josh Allen is a great player, but he's more of a guy that gets to the quarterback instead of going for the rushing guys. So I expect Gaskin to get a lot more carries. And because of that, I think he'll have a great week. I'm going to go with over 47.5 rushing yards. And just to add on, this week, or Thursday night, we're not going to go over the Nuggets-Lakers game, but we will go over the conference finals games when we do our picks on Saturday for the Sunday games. So make sure you tune in. We've been doing really well with the NBA. And yeah, we're excited for the Sunday games. And please tune in.
That's it for another episode of the Sports Betting Rundown, presented by @JSportsBetting1 on Twitter. Thank you all for listening. We have some big things on the way, a potential name change, maybe. DM us on Twitter if you'd like to see that. Definitely a logo change. It needs a revamp. I made it in a couple minutes in December. It's going to look nice. It's going to look clean. And we got a new advertiser. That's cool. Remember, use code RNG20 on the VIGIT app when you sign up. Please tell your friends about this podcast. We're making money. Let's hope you make money with them. If you tell your friends, we can make this podcast bigger and even better than it is. We have a good amount of listeners, but it's not that much. We're going to keep doing it because we like it, but hopefully it gets a little bigger. I appreciate the support. Please follow and subscribe if you're on Apple Podcasts. Please follow if you're listening on Spotify too. I think Google Podcasts is the next step. If anybody is on an Android right now, that's it. Let's make some money.